Conclusion: Unpacking Bodily Integrity. Most recently, in August 2016, the government of India carved out a new proposed law with the sole focus on surrogacy. Surrogacy Regulation Bill 2016 emerged separately from the draft SART Bill 2014, whose fate remains uncertain. The new surrogacy bill prohibits commercial surrogacy and allows only altruistic arrangements within close relatives, where the surrogate will not receive any remuneration. Moreover, it limits access to surrogacy only for childless Indian heterosexual couples who have been married for 5 years. Such eligibility criteria are discriminatory towards all the other people who may want to access surrogacy but are now rendered ineligible: unmarried couples, individuals who are single, and the queer community. Even for married couples who are infertile, the window of 5 years may seem arbitrary, since a clinical diagnosis of infertility rests on the inability of a sexually active, non-contracepting couple to achieve pregnancy in 1 year. Note reference 40. As a policy response, a ban runs the risk of creating black markets and further exacerbating the vulnerabilities of women who act as surrogates. In patriarchal societies, families can also be exploitative towards women who may be coerced to become surrogates for close relatives. Thus, the argument that commercial surrogacy is an exploitative arrangement, while altruistic surrogacy is not, does not stand on firm ground. The pro-ban versus anti-ban debate on commercial surrogacy tends to miss the larger picture of how gestational surrogacy using IVF is induced and how the surrogacy industry functions. Until the bill is passed, it is difficult to assess how it can safeguard the rights of women who act as surrogates in India, an issue that is much broader than just remuneration for surrogacy. It includes women's ability to make informed decisions regarding intrusive technological interventions in their bodies, their reproductive autonomy, their right to health, and control over their reproductive labor. Commodification and choice are enmeshed in a very complex way. For surrogates, earning a living by giving birth is closely linked to their own contexts, where at a given time, surrogacy appears to be the best available option. Note reference 41. The more pressing question is that of the right against exploitation, upholding their rights as workers in the surrogacy industry, ensuring informed consent, payment of wages, and legal guarantees for the same. Will banning commercial surrogacy address all these pressing issues? In the regulation of art, including surrogacy, technology is seen in isolation from women's voices. Fama's research has focused on the voices of women from both sides. Women who, page 15, access infertility treatments as patients. Note reference 42. And also women who act as surrogates. Note reference 43. Both experience vulnerability and lack of bargaining power in a hyper-medicalized scenario. However, the latter is even more vulnerable, since her experience is not just mediated by technology and medical practitioners but also by her economic deprivation and her location at the lowest tier of the surrogacy industry. The phenomenon of surrogacy, regardless of whether it is commercial or altruistic, necessitates a broader unpacking of various concepts that have become a part of the feminist lexicon. One such conceptual trope is that of bodily integrity. It must be unpacked to include scenarios where somebody's bodily rights are sought to be projected on others' bodies, especially when those others are more vulnerable and marginalized, even more so when such projections find transnational expression. Infertility treatment, which piggybacks on a right to procreation, presents a case in point when that right is sought to be realized through the bodies of egg and sperm donors, as well as commercial surrogates. Bodily integrity, understood as opportunity, power, and rights, must be problematized to factor in hierarchies of gender, race, caste, class, and ethnicity, and those that arise from global politico-economic asymmetries.